You're listening to Aspen Public Radio. I'm Patrick Fort. Gino Hollander passed away last weekend at the age of 91. Gino was a renowned painter who spent 20 years of his long life living in Aspen. His daughter, Siri, now runs a gallery of his work along with some of her own in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Siri's two brothers are photographers and her mother is a writer. Siri Hollander now joins us in the studio to speak about her late father. So your father told you to open this gallery. What was your initial reaction and thought when he told you that this is something that he wanted?
My father's been wanting this for a long time. I am an artist, so I have a lot of my time is taken by my art. I also have teenagers. I've been raising kids for 30 years. Between the children, the art, and then my passion for horses, so I have animals and a garden, I just don't have any time to run a business, so I've always rejected the extra amount of time that a gallery would take. It's just all worked out. Just like he said, just do it and it'll all work out.
What's it like living in a family of artists?
For me, it's perfect because I feel completely at ease at home. I'm not very good in the real world, per se. I can't keep appointments. I'm very bad at any kind of business or anything, but I can produce as my dad did by just going outside and just working, and it just flows. So I think the natural ability to just focus on the art is probably, it's a blessing for me, for sure. And I think it made my father have very enjoyable life because he's very passionate and he was able to show his passion every day. He was able to let it out. And the reaction that people have when they look at his work, I think, is they kind of feel the passion that he had when he painted.
Do you know what your father thought of everyone in your family being in a creative field of some sort?
My father was the most supportive man I've ever met, and he believed and preached to everybody he knew and everybody that came in contact with him to find what you love and do it. And the fact that we were doing what we love, he was extremely supportive of any choices we made, and I will miss that.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.